Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Yeshua. Praise the Lord Jesus. This is the Great Joy in Great Tribulation Internet Podcasting Network. This is your host, Jim Searcy, reminding you the website for the Great Joy in Great Tribulation website is www.dccsa, that's David Charlie Charlie Sam Alpha, .com/ Great Joy, all one word, all small letters, GREATJOY. At the website, you'll find many things to help the saints scattered abroad build up their most holy faith and grow from faith to faith as we press into this mystery of the ages in this Antichrist war on the saints, reminding you that the King is coming. And our King said, when you see these things come to pass, look up, for your redemption draweth nigh. As we continue looking at Revelation chapter 18, we see Antichrist will come to full power by his counterfeit resurrection. The beast that thou sawest was and is and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit and go into perdition. And they that dwell on the earth shall wonder, whose names were not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, when they behold the beast that was, and is not, and yet is. The full disclosure of the identity of the Antichrist is on the website. Anybody can see it and check it out. There's only one person that it could possibly be. The odds against anyone fulfilling the specific Bible prophecies regarding the identity of the Antichrist that this man has already fulfilled is over 17 billion to one, and there's only 6 billion people on the planet. He's it. But in reality, he's just another sorry soul bound for hell. But what we're looking at here is a revival of the fourth beast that Daniel talks about. It's a revival of the old Holy Roman Empire. But now we come to chapter 19 and we begin to see this absolute, certain, and sure victory of our great King of Kings. Hallelujah. And I just hope that you haven't become discouraged and that you will keep studying this book of Revelation. Because if you will read it, if you will have ears to hear what the Spirit is saying through this revelation that God gave to the Lord Jesus Christ to show unto his bondservants the things which are shortly going to come to pass on our watch, suddenly, explosively, you will be blessed. So in chapter 19, picking up about verse 4, and the 24 elders and the four beasts fell down and worshipped God that sat on the throne, saying, Amen, Hallelujah. And a voice came out of the throne, saying, Praise our God, all ye his servants, and ye that fear him, both small and great. And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, as it were the voice of mighty thundering, saying, Hallelujah. For the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of saints. And he saith unto me, Write, Blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he saith unto me, These are the true sayings of God. This is a celebration that we should not miss. Verse 10, And I fell at his feet to worship him, and he said unto me, See thou do it not. I am thy fellow servant and of thy brethren that have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Yes, the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. And I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood. And his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron, and he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness of the wrath of Almighty God. And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the fowls that fly in the midst of heaven, Come, and gather yourselves together unto the supper of the great God, that you may eat the flesh of kings, and the flesh of captains, and the flesh of mighty men, and the flesh of horses, and of them that sit on them, and of the flesh of all men, both free and bond, both small and great. And I saw the beast, and the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse, and against his army. And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast, and them that worshipped his image. These both were cast alive into the lake of fire, burning with brimstone. And the remnant were slain with the sword of him that sat upon the horse, which sword proceedeth out of his mouth, and all the fowls were filled with their flesh. Many have thought that because the description of the marriage supper of the Lamb occurs in chapter 19, before the description of the Lord on his white horse returning in great power and glory, is proof that the rapture occurs before the tribulation. But by now we have seen how, by God's design and plan, there are many shifts back and forth in time within a given chapter. And this is not very strong proof. Now, this is not very strong proof of the rapture occurring before the Lord's return. No, brethren, the Lord's return is at the end, at the seventh trump, at the end. That's when we either fly or we fry, immediately after the tribulation of those days. Revelation 20. And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit, and a great chain in his hand, and he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years, and cast him into the bottomless pit, and shut him up, and set a seal upon him, that he should deceive the nations no more, till 1,000 years should be fulfilled. And after that, he must be loosed a little season. If we stay strong with Jesus, we win with him. The ultimate final victory in Jesus is as certain as the integrity of God's word. As we have seen, Satan and his Antichrist will wage a bloody war on the saints. But there remains certain victory in Messiah. And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands. And they lived and reigned with Messiah 1,000 years. But the rest of the dead lived not again until 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. It is not at all pleasant to think that we may well have our head chopped off if we refuse to receive the Antichrist and deny the Lord Jesus Christ and receive the mark of the beast. But remember what Jesus told Martha, just before he raised Lazarus in John 11:25-26. Everybody should memorize these verses in John 11:25-26. Jesus saith unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? Do you believe? The Lord still asks us all, do you believe this? Believest thou this? If we do believe this, we probably won't even feel the blade of the guillotine, and it will be instantly with the Lord, no matter what. Don't take the mark. Don't deny the Lord Jesus Christ. And when the 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison. And they went up on the breadth of the earth and compassed the camp of the saints about and the beloved city. And fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. Perhaps there will be those either born during the millennium or coming through the tribulation who have not been thoroughly tested. Whatever may be God's reason, at the end of the millennial reign of the Lord Jesus Christ, at that end of that 7,000 years, that 1,000-year celebration, that Sabbath millennium with the Lord of Sabbath on Mount Zion in that 3,600 square mile big church, Satan is going to again be allowed to lead a rebellion against God. It will not get very far, and Satan will then be cast into the lake of fire. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened. Another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Is our name written in the Lamb's book of life? That's the real bottom line. Do you know that your name is written in the Lamb's book of life? Don't let it get blotted out, child of God. Chapter 21. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. If some of the details of the horrible judgments coming upon the earth are getting you down, read chapters 21 and 22. We probably all should read chapters 21 and 22 every day to keep a right perspective on where our eternal dwelling is. I'll tell you this, in spiritual warfare, few things are much more powerful in terms of driving away the devil's demons than Revelation 19, 20, 21, and 22, but particularly 21 and 22. We're strangers and sojourners in this world, wherever we were born, whatever our nationality may be, we're still strangers and sojourners in this world. We're headed for Zion, brethren, and the big church, for the 1,000-year millennial reign with the Lord Jesus Christ, where we will see him as he is and be able to praise him to his face. This world will hate us and persecute us and even kill us if we're totally committed to following the Lord Jesus Christ. And yet there's no other choice. There's no other way. That is the way. The Lord Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. There is no other way. We need to keep in the front of our mind that Jesus is leading us to heaven, and the world and the Antichrist is leading people to the lake of fire. It may be difficult, but it would probably be very worthwhile to try to memorize sections of Revelation 21 and 22. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. And there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of water of life freely. God himself will dwell with us. God shall wipe away all tears. There shall be no more death. There will be no sorrow. God will make all things new. If this world is beautiful, just wait until you see the new heaven and the new earth that God has for us. The Lord Jesus Christ is the Alpha and Omega. He is the I Am. He is the one who spoke to Moses from that burning bush and wrote those Ten Commandments in stone with his finger and by his Holy Spirit on our heart when we're born again. And he will give us freely of the water of eternal life, full of joy, with no sorrow. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. It may not be easy or pleasant, but be an overcomer. Do not be fearful or unbelieving, and don't be tempted to tell lies. Do you know how to be an overcomer? They overcame him, the Antichrist, and his followers by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. Would you rather die than deny Jesus? It's a serious question, and we need to consider some of these serious questions in this time. Verses 12 and 14 of Revelation 21. And had a great wall high, and had 12 gates, and at the gates 12 angels, and the names written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and in them the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. There are those who would say that God deals with Israel and the church differently. Some would even say that Israel and the church have different eternal purposes and destinies. Some would say that it is Israel that will go through the tribulation and not the church. However, we see clearly here that Israel and the church have the same destiny and eternal purpose. Israel becomes part of the church. Whenever any Jew recognizes and trusts Messiah Jesus Christ for his salvation, that Jew becomes part of the church, the body of Christ. The Antichrist will wage war on the saints, whether those saints are Jews or Gentiles, will make no difference to him. And the city lieth foursquare, and its length is as large as the breadth. And he measured the city with a reed, 12,000 furlongs, the length and the breadth and the height of it are equal. There's plenty of room in New Jerusalem. This is so big that it'll be hard to imagine. Only God could build something like this. It's 1,500 miles long, wide, and high. If its rooms have 10-foot high ceilings, it would contain the entire dry land surface area of planet Earth. And I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon, to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it. And the Lamb is the light thereof. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it, and the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it. And the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there. And they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it, and there shall be no wise enter it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. This present world is not our home. Think about this place God will make for us. Everyone in this place will be people that we will love. All of them will never defile, never work any abominable thing, or ever tell a lie. Is our name written in the Lamb's book of life? That is the big question. And this is going to be our home. our citizenship needs to be of this place and not of this world. It needs to be of that great city, not of this world, in which we now live as strangers and sojourners. Chapter 22. And he showed me a pure river of the water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. And in the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. And they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads. And there shall be no night there, and they need no candle, neither light of the sun, for the Lord giveth them light, and they shall reign for ever and ever. And he said unto me, These sayings are faithful and true. And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show unto his servants the things which must shortly be done. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. And I, John, saw these things and heard them. And when I had heard and seen, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel which showed me these things. Then saith he unto me, See thou do it not, for I am thy fellow servant, and of thy brethren the prophets, of them which keep the sayings of this book. Worship God. And he saith unto me, Seal not the sayings of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. And he which is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give to every man according as his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city. For without are dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and idolaters and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and offspring of David and the bright and morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, Come. And let him that heareth say, Come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the prophecy of this book, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book. He which testifieth these things saith, Surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Yeshua. Praise the Lord Jesus. This is the Great Joy in Great Tribulation Internet Podcasting Network. This is your host, Jim Searcy, reminding you the website for the Great Joy in Great Tribulation website is www.dccsa, that's David Charlie Charlie Sam Alpha, .com/ Great Joy, all one word, all small letters, GREATJOY. At the website, You'll find many things to help the saints scattered abroad build up their most holy faith and grow from faith to faith as we press into this mystery of the ages in this Antichrist war on the saints, reminding you that the King is coming. And our King said, when you see these things come to pass, look up, for your redemption draweth nigh.